If you know anything about Florida Governor Rick Scott, you know one of his mantras, less taxes. And as the legislature gets set to meet next month, Scott's budget will be a test of whether he's staying true to his campaign promises about that. PolitiFact Florida has checked out a couple of Scott's pre-election promises to see if his budget proposals are matching up with those promises. And Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida is here to talk about what they found. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Craig.
Josh, the Scott-o-meter is up and running again as Rick Scott begins his second term as Florida governor. One thing he proposed on the campaign trail was to reduce the state communications sales tax to save Floridians more than $120 million a year. Does the proposed Scott budget do that? And what the heck is the state communications sales tax anyway?
Now, we put this on the Scott-o-meter that tracks whether or not he has kept campaign promises. We have now started on his second term and the promises that he made during the 2014 campaign. So on this one, we slide it to in the works, which means that it has not been completed, but there has been some movement on it. Now, the communication services tax is a tax that is levied on cable and phone and satellite communications, and it's kind of a complicated formula, but I'll spare you that. You can head over to politifact.com if you want to read about that. But what Scott has asked for in his budget proposal is a reduction of 3.6%. The cut that Scott has asked the legislature to consider is quite a bit more than $120 million. All told, when you put it together, residential customers and business customers, it would cut about $470 million, almost $471 million out of the tax revenue coffers. Now, what does that mean to the average person? Oh, you know, if on a $100 bill, you know, you're talking something about $43 a year. And for the average household, somewhere around the neighborhood of $3.50 a month.
I know you don't want to go into the gory details of this tax, but where does that money go?
One of the big concerns is whether or not the PICO fund, that's the money that's put aside for school improvement projects, will be affected, because they get some of that money. But no, it would not. And also the county portion of that tax, the money that counties see from the state there, well, they're going to hold the counties harmless and not affect how much that they get from that budget, in case anyone was concerned.
Josh, another of the pledges Governor Scott made during his bid for four more years was that he would turn on the funding spigot for springs restoration and water programs, one thing he had largely ignored during his first term. Where's the water in his proposed budget, and what does the Scott-o-meter say about keeping that campaign promise?
Well, this is another one that's in the works. We're waiting to see what the legislature says when they convene on March 3rd. But in this case, what we're talking about, instead of the big ticket item, the $150 million that he wants to go to Everglades restoration, this one actually includes $50 million, recommending $50 million for cleaning up the state's freshwater springs. And that has been a big problem as of late. The other part of that is a new recommendation for this year, $50 million for alternative water supplies. And that would mean finding ways that people and places could get water instead of just pumping it out of the aquifer under the state. Rick Scott has actually included money from Amendment 1. And Amendment 1 was the wildly popular ballot measure from 2014 that wants to take about a third of documentary stamp taxes and put them to land and water conservation for the next 20 years.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, sounds at least so far that the governor is on track with his promises.
Yeah, but, you know, as session starts, we need to remember lawmakers love to not listen to what any governor says.